Okay, so again, this is Julie Harris, and I want to welcome all of you back to Prospecting. Today, we're going to really get into the point of prospecting and make sure that you guys understand what you're doing. Remember, the goal of this class is to become effective, efficient, and profitable at prospecting. And we're going to talk about exactly what that means. Effectively, you're able to set an appointment every time you prospect. Efficiency means you actually follow an organized plan, and profitability means you set appointments with motivated, qualified people. Why, how does that relate to profitability? Well, those are the only ones that will let you price it correctly, as I was referring to in the previous call. They're motivated, you can price it right, and that means it'll sell. Okay, so number one in becoming an effective, efficient, and profitable prospector, number one, decide which sources of business or spokes you'll concentrate on. We recommend for most agents the following combination and learning how to prospect in this order, okay? A, lead follow-up. Why do we start with lead follow-up? Well, because all of you have leads, and I've talked to you about this before. It's the number one thing that agents do poorly, okay, in my opinion, after, I don't know, however many 50,000 coaching calls. Lead follow-up. You guys all have leads sitting there. Lead follow-up is prospecting. What do I mean by this? Open houses, sign calls, ad calls, floor calls, the internet leads you guys get. You all have stacks and stacks of stuff that, you know, if I really put your feet to the flames, you go, oh, yeah, that person. I should have followed up with them. These are the same people you get mad at when you see them buy an open house through another agent, okay? So start with lead follow-up. That's the first thing to perfect. B, your past clients. You all have them, with the exception of a couple of brand new agents I have on this call. Okay, so past clients. They already know and love you. You should be communicating with them regularly. And we're going to talk more about that as this call series progresses. C, your centers of influence or sphere of influence. These are people who know you and people who you know. Again, these are warm calls, not cold calls. These are warm calls. They know and love you already. Okay, so those first three categories, lead follow-up, past clients, and center of influence, these are all warm calls. Leads are warm calls because you've already spoken with them. That's why we're calling them a lead. They have familiarity with you. Okay, obviously past clients and center of influence are also warm leads. That's why we start there. It's less stressful for many prospectors to start with people who you already know. Now, a strange little side note here. Some of my best FSBO hunters hate calling their past clients. I don't know why that is. That doesn't make any sense to me. So if somebody can explain that to me, I'd really appreciate it. That's just something that's kind of odd I've noticed. Okay, now we have D, of course, expireds. And you can write expireds / short sales. Many of the expireds you're going to come across are also short sales, okay? Why did they expire? Well, because nobody figured out how to price it and sell it and deal with it so that the bank gets a shorter payoff than what's owed. Some of you guys are short sale students. You guys know how to do that. If you don't know how to do it, you're missing out. You're probably missing half of what you could be taking care of in this market. E, for sale by owners. Also, great source for short sales. Why are they FSBOing? Well, because they decided that's the only way that they can break even. They had to cut out the realtor commission, okay, but really it may supposed to be a short sale. Okay, so ultimately you're going to prospect all of these sources daily, ultimately. Now, as I was discussing with Tom, one of my great graduate students earlier this morning, we were talking about once you have a spoke nearly perfected, and Tom is getting great at listing expired. He's adding for sale by owners. The key to success in prospecting and, again, becoming effective, efficient, and profitable, the key is that once you've perfected something, and for you that could be working with past clients. You mail them regularly. You call them regularly. They're all on your email system. They get your newsletter. And you're great at it. You get tons of referrals from past clients. But now, just like Tom, now you've decided to learn for sale by owners. The key to being successful and earning as much money as you deserve in this market is don't leave what you're already doing well behind. I don't care if it's open houses. Maybe you're the open house queen of Missouri, okay? And that's worked for you for years, and you always get a new buyer every single weekend. But now, lo and behold, you're learning how to work for sale by owners, so, you know, who needs open houses? don't stop doing what works. The key here is to build spokes, multiple spokes, not interchangeable spokes, but multiple spokes, okay? Now, that was all number one. We had A, B, C, D, and E. And now we're going to do number two. Begin by making the commitment to follow up relentlessly on all leads. So, again, we talk about lead follow-up. You've spent time, money, and energy generating the leads. Start with what you have first, okay? Every single day, at the very minimum, all of you guys can get really, really great at this. And again, some of you are in a regular routine of relentless lead follow-up, okay? I wonder if I were to visit each and every one of your offices today, what I would find scrawled away in your desk, stuffed into your purse, folded up on a business card in your wallet. What do you have in there that you haven't called, okay? All right, so number three, leads, of course, fall into three categories, A, B, and C. An A lead is someone who will buy or sell with you in the next 30 days or less. A leads have clearly defined motivation. A buyers are pre-approved, not just pre-qualified. And your job is to follow up on A leads every other day, focusing on setting the appointment, okay? A B lead is someone who does have clear motivation but has a longer time frame, but for a definable or logical reason. B leads are called weekly, focusing on turning them into A leads. Okay? Now, a C lead, we don't really like C leads very much, but they do exist. It's someone who appears to have good motivation but has something else wrong with their situation. A super long time frame, significant financial challenges, or maybe they're just non-responsive to you. Call them every other week to every month, depending on the situation. And throw away, send to the shredder, any non-responsive leads after three messages. Okay? Now, when you're communicating with them all the time, you may find out they're actually a B lead. Okay? They just have a long time frame. Those people you keep around. You're going to need money 6 months from now, too. Okay? And they're going to need help. All right, number four. Learn your lead follow-up scripts at Harris Real Estate University. I have them posted. We've talked about it. We're going to talk about it more in scripts shortly. Okay? So learn the scripts. Do your lead follow-up. Remember, in the lead follow-up scripts, guys, really the point is not to just call and say, hey, how's it going? Hey, this is Julie Harris, ABC Realty. Give me a call back. That's not very compelling. Okay? You've got to call with something of value. This is Julie Harris with ABC Realty. I met you 2 weekends ago in that open house on Elm Street. Well, I'm calling to let you know a fantastic new listing came up. It sounds like just what you're looking for. I can't wait to show it to you. I've got 6 o'clock tonight available or noon tomorrow. Call me back and let me know what's best for you. You guys see the difference with lead follow-up? Some of you are doing it but not using any scripts. Some of you are doing it but not offering any value. The thing of value that I used in that example was I'm telling you about a brand new listing. I'm not giving you the address, okay? So I want you to call me. The thing of value I'm doing is letting you know that I found something for you and I expect to meet with you on it. Okay. So learn your lead follow-up scripts and make sure when you're leaving messages they're not completely meaningless. Okay, number five. Of course, we're learning to prospect past clients. We're going to use, I'm kind of tying a lot of things together on this call and letting you know where we're going to go next in some of our prospecting. Just kind of taking a second to make sure everybody's on the same page because we have added a lot of new students lately. Number five was learn your past client prospect. I'm going to remind you of the Ford script here for a second. The most basic past client or center of influence script in the world, and the easiest one to remember, is FORD, Family, Occupation, Recreation, Dreams. That's what F-O-R-D stands for, Family, Occupation, Recreation, Dreams. If you're not sure what to say when you are talking to your past clients, just call them up and ask them how their family is. Everybody has a family. In many cases, you're going to remember their kids' names. You're going to remember their pets' names, whatever it is. Okay? So, maybe you have a first-time buyer and they've just got a dog. Let's call the dog Spot, okay? So, hey, Carl, how's it going? This is Julie Harris with Harris Real Estate University. Remember, I sold you the house a few months ago. I'm just calling to see how you and Spot are doing. How's you liking that backyard? Okay? That's F for family in this case. Okay? All right. Oh, occupation. Okay. So, Carl, how are things over at Orange Company? And he's going to talk about his job. Now, an interesting thing happens. It's called the law of reciprocity. Carl's going to say, things are great at my job. How are things in real estate? And you say, oh, gosh, things are great. I can't believe how busy I am. I'm so glad you asked. In fact, who do you know who could use my services? I've set a goal of helping 5 more people this month, and I would love to have a referral from somebody you know to think of. Okay? So that's going from family, occupation, recreation. You can ask somebody, what's the best movie they saw? Dreams. Gosh, what happens next for you? What are your big goals this year? These are conversation starters, okay? And again, the law of reciprocity sets in. Really what you're trying to do is get them to say, hey, how's real estate going? And then you answer with what I just said, okay? All right, so next, make sure you are communicating via mail, not just email, with your past clients and center of influence. There's a great company called sendoutcards.com. I can give you the code that we use and let them know that we recommended you. Our code is 31227. And again, it's sendoutcards.com. I'm not going to go into great detail, but it is a company that you should check out. We use them, and it's a great way to stay in touch with your past clients and centers of influence and a nice personal touch that they allow you to use. Okay, number 7, you're going to learn to prospect your centers of influence next. Using that Ford script for prospecting center of influence, very similar to past clients. And again, these are both the easiest calls for you to be making in your daily prospecting, and they are the easiest transactions. You already have their trust. One of my clients in San Diego, she calls 5 of her past clients per day religiously. 80% of her business comes from that. It's her strongest spoke. If she were to stop doing that, that business would probably dry up within 90 days or so. Okay. Now, she has gotten 80%, and she will make over $500,000 this year. Okay, and she is getting that business as a result of her consistent prospecting, her consistent mailing of her newsletter, and really making that her strongest spoke. Okay, and again, in her case, she's learning how to do expireds now, but we're not going to drop the past clients, okay? All right, and then, of course, you're going to learn number 8, you're going to expireds, then you're going to learn for sale by owners, okay? Now, ideally, all of these things are working in tandem, and what you're going to find when you become very efficient and effective as a prospector is you're going to run into expireds who are also your past client. You're going to run into a FSBO that was also a lead, okay? These things are going to kind of collide, and that's when you're doing things really right, when all of your spokes are working together, and that's what creates the most income. Now, and again, this is the call where I'm kind of putting everything together, letting you know what the focus of the class moving forward is and where I want your attention, okay? We're going to go through all these things. We're also going to talk about specific mindset techniques. I'm going to do this ideal schedule with you today. Many people ask me, I get tons of emails every week, what's the ideal prospecting schedule? So I hope you guys have your pens ready because this is where I'm doing it. The ideal prospecting schedule, okay, don't have a heart attack when I say this, 7 a.m. in the office. At 7 a.m., you're going to write 5 powerful affirmations, 5 times each. And in this call series online at harrisrealestateuniversity.com, after you sign in with your username and passcode, there's a call called Affirmations, okay? So 7 o'clock in the morning in your office, that means in your home office or your regular office, doesn't matter, 5 powerful affirmations, 5 times each. 7:30 a.m., ideally you're role-playing with another agent on the phone or in your office. Stay on script and keep it realistic. 8 a.m., prospect all new expireds. Okay, so again, this is your ideal schedule when all of your spokes are working properly. 8 a.m., prospecting all new expireds, of course, using the script. 8:45, take a break. 9 a.m., call Center of Influence and past clients. Leave a quick message that you're thinking about them if they're not home. 9:45, take a break. 10 a.m., call all new for sale by owner leads. New for sale by owner leads. Excuse me, 10:45, take a break. So you can see, you're just doing 45 minutes of all-out, strong, powerful, productive prospecting with the intent of setting an appointment. And then you're taking a 15-minute break. Okay? Think realistically about this, guys. A lot of you guys make it too hard. You say, oh, God, I got to prospect all day. Do it in 45-minute segments. Take a break and then get back to it. 11 a.m., call for sale by owner follow-ups. Here we are again with the follow-up calls. So many of you guys make one call and then you give up. Don't forget your follow-ups. 11:45 a.m., take a break. Okay? At noon, yes, that's right. This is the first time I mentioned it. Check voicemail. Follow up on urgent issues. It's a little technique for you guys, okay? Stop sending, leaving messages that, if I call you at your office, you also leave me your cell phone line. So now I leave a message on your office line and your cell phone line. Start using just one phone number, okay? No other profession has business cards with 16 different phone numbers on, okay? I don't know whether agents like to feel like we're more important or why we do this, but make your life easier by being realistic about how to do your voicemail. Don't check it until noon. Why? Because you need to be focused on your morning prospecting. The morning before noon is where you make most of your money, okay? Now, a word to the wise. Don't write contracts and leave them open until noon tomorrow. That signs you up for doing nothing but negotiating the next morning. Okay? So think about your schedule when you do things, guys. Okay, 12:30 to 1:30, lunch. Another place that agents just, I don't understand some of these things. Some realtors look at it as a badge of honor. They'll go to a closing and they'll go, oh, God, I haven't eaten in 3 days. You know how unprofessional that sounds? But we all think that that makes us like super realtor or something, okay? So have a set time to have lunch every day. Best way you can use your time, at least 2 times a week, take a past client or a friend to lunch or to coffee, okay? You don't want to spend that much money, take them to a nice little coffee break, okay? You're going to talk about real estate naturally. You're going to ask for referrals naturally, okay? This is part of your prospecting, and you have to eat anyway, so you might as well make it productive. Okay? One of my other graduate students does what she calls a real estate review. 2 times a week, she's got lots of past clients to choose from, and she just goes over the numbers of their home, what's it worth now, what's happening in the neighborhood, as a courtesy to them. She calls them up and she says, well, it's April 20th. It's time for your real estate review. When's a good time to get together so we can take a look at what's happening in your neighborhood? Okay. You think she's going to have great past client relationships? Absolutely. Okay. So next, after lunch, 1:30, all remaining lead follow-up. Remember, when you prospected hard in the morning, you're going to have new leads to follow up with every day in the afternoon. Okay. So after lunch, 1:30, you're going to be doing all remaining lead follow-up. 2 o'clock, appointments, or additional past client center of influence, or for sale by owner and expired prospecting. Okay, so 2 o'clock on, you should be on appointments. And yes, by the way, it is possible to set listing appointments in the afternoon so you don't have to work in the evening. The only reason many of you don't do it is because you haven't asked for a 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock appointment. Okay, see what happens. Give them the choice. Okay, your most serious sellers will take a day off of work to meet with you. They'll clean the house in the morning, meet with you in the afternoon. Okay, now, again, one of the ways that you can enhance all of this, and we're going to talk more and more about it, is to be doing things like the, taking networking appointments. Okay, so at least one networking lunch per week you should be doing, or a networking event. A Chamber of Commerce event would be great, that kind of thing, okay? All right, now your goal is to add 3 new centers of influence per week. That way your list is growing, okay? That means you're out, you're getting to know people, you're exchanging business cards, that sort of thing, okay? And just note to self, an efficient, effective, profitable prospector never ends the day without having all lead follow-up completed, okay? An efficient, effective reputable prospector has minimum standards they live by, such as ultimately, and again, this call serves to show you the direction that we're going, ultimately, your goal is to set one new appointment per day, no matter what. If you're not there yet, that's okay, but we have to start with the end in mind. The goal is to set one qualified, motivated appointment per prospecting session, which really translates to per day. If that means you are so good at your script and so laser-focused and you know exactly what you want and you can set that appointment in the first half hour of your prospecting day on your fourth contact, great. I don't want any of you guys to get what we call contactitis. I'm going to die if I don't make 50 contacts. Okay? No, you're going to die if you don't set any appointments. Okay? Because, you know, that's where our bread and butter comes from, right? Okay, so challenge yourself. You can stop prospecting soon as you set a qualified, motivated appointment today. And if that's in the first 5 minutes, oftentimes with my best prospectors, they can do it on the first call. They go through their fresh expired list. They choose something where they really know the neighborhood. It's a great-looking house. They have a lot of confidence they can sell it, and they set that appointment on that first call. Ultimately, I'd like to move all of you that direction. Some of you are closer to that than others, but that is the focus of this class. So again, today's call has been a structural call laying out how your ideal world will pan out. You will be following a schedule. You will have multiple spokes. You'll understand the importance of meeting with past clients on a regular basis. You'll be using your scripts, all of these things. So I just wanted to tie some loose ends together. So if you have any questions about this or anything else, please don't hesitate to email me, coachjulieharris@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing all of your great success stories. Many of you are having fantastic years. Keep your testimonials coming in. All right, keep up the great work, guys. I'll see you same time, same place next week.